This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger, that's all.
Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, in the middle of the Amid, Tonga Rabbana, Vayechol Tum, et Pachas Mekazayas. Tonga Rabbana, on Vayechol Tum, the person ate Tum, it was Shoigeg. But that's when he needs a kapara. The Mezit, it does not need a kapara. It merely is a Mazik who pays, or a Ganav he pays. But Eichel Tumah v'Shogeg, his payment is a kapara and has special dinim. Poches mekezayis create less than the kezayis. Mishalim es hakeren, he has to pay. He ate a puta worth. So anybody who steals from somebody else the worth of a puta, he has to pay. But since he didn't eat the kezayis, therefore, Eino Mishalim is Hachem. It doesn't pay him. Chem is his kapara. And since he didn't eat the kezayis, so it does not require a kapara. That's how we learn right now. He ate the value of a puta. Therefore, he has to make restitution like any ganav. But, even though it was v'shegeg, and v'shegeg needs kapara, but since he didn't eat the kezayis, he doesn't add a chemish. First talk that over, then we'll start. What's the case? Either lesbos, if he didn't eat the value of a puta, it wasn't a kezayis, and it wasn't even the value of a puta. He shouldn't pay the keren either. But anybody that takes less than a puta doesn't have to make restitution. He's still less than a puta. There's no din of hashav. So why should he have to pay for the keren if he had less than a puta? And if he did eat the shavu puta, chemesh nami l'sham, why shouldn't he pay a chemesh for the puta's worth that he ate, even if he did not eat his eyes? It is a puta's worth. So therefore, that should be considered a kind of chet for which he has to make a kapora and not a chemesh. And for Gemara Leilam, the Yisbe Shaveh Puta, in reality, he's talking about did have the value of Puta. That's why he has to pay back the care. And still, keep him the Lesbe Kezayas, Mishalem Esakem, since it doesn't have a Kezayas, it's not called Ki Yoichal. It says Yoichal in the parasha of eating Tumah B'Shogeg. And less than a Kezayas, it's not called Achila. So therefore, since he doesn't have the gezayis, he pays only the keren, but he doesn't pay the chemish, which is a kapara, because ki yoichal is written there. Let's talk about a case where it's a puta that he ate, and there he has to make restitution, has to pay back. But since he didn't eat the gezayis, he doesn't give a chemish. Shad up here. Now, last time we learned the machlokes. Where it was the other way around. Suppose it's a kezayis, but didn't have the value of the puta. It was a kezayis, but it did not have the value of the puta. So, one opinion there said, for a kezayis, he has to pay keren chemish. But Abba Shaul said, has to be a puta. But Abba puta is not chayev keren chemish. That's what we learned last time. Now, the Gemara is asking here, what are we saying in this Baraisa here? That there was a puta and not a kezayis, it's the other way around. So he has to pay the keren, because it's a puta, but doesn't give a chemish, because it wasn't a kezayis. Omru al-Rabbana kamei d'Rabbana. Rabbana spoke over this, but we just learned now, in the presence of Rabbana, and they said, Paul, the low kabeshol, it's not like kabeshol. But this baraisa requires a kezayis to make him chayev a chemish. But the kabeshol, because if it was according to kabeshol, I mean, he says, what we need a shalav puta, that's the criteria. Doesn't care about the kezayis, he cares about the shalav puta. Keeping the izbe shalav puta, half a gavdol, that's my kezayis. But we learned that Bishol said, Ashavaputi is the criteria. So therefore, this Baraisa says, he ate Ashavaputi. He did not chayav give a chaymish, because it wasn't like his eyes, not like Abishol said that. Right, Omar, the Hurab Papa, so Papa said, you're not speaking correctly about Abishol's opinion. Although Abishol said it has to have a Shavuot Putter, it doesn't mean that that's the only criterion. It means in addition to a Kezias, it also needs a Shavuot Putter. So above, as we learned last time, one of the differences with Abishol, he doesn't care if it's not a Shavuot Putter, as long as it's a Kezias. When Abishol comes along and says Shavuot Putter, he's not saying Shavuot Putter alone is a criterion. He says Shavuot Putter plus a Kezias. I feel that Tavi can say this, but I said, Abishol, Talati boy, he requires two things, a Shavuputa and a Kezias. And therefore, in this Baraisa, it's talking about a case where eight Shavuputa, so you have to make restitution, but there's no Chaimish, but it didn't need a Kezias. Even according to Abishol, you have to have a Kezias. Eight a Kezias, then you have to, and a Shavuputa. Then Abishol said he'd have to give chaimish. Now the machlekes according to our purpose is the Tanakhama holds we don't care if it's not a shavuot. As long as Eli Kezias, he has to give a chaimish. That's what the Torah is talking about. Ki Yotal is a Kezias. And Abishol said it has to have two things. Shavuot and a Kezias. If it's only one of the two, you don't add a chaimish. That's what our purpose is saying now. Later he'll change his mind. Right now our purpose says that's a pshat in Abishol. He requires both things. Say that. Right, the Gemara. Oh, me boy, Abishol Tati. Does Abishol require two things? In addition to Shavuputa, you say it requires also Kezias, in order that it should be Chayav to give a Chaimish? But now we learn the Mishnah. Abishol, amen. Es Sheyesh Beshavuputa, Chayav Tashlum. Es Sheyesh Beshavuputa, Ein Chayav Tashlum. Now, from the Reisha, we don't know what this means, but he's saying these words that he has to have a Shavuot Putter. Does he require a Kezias too? Not with a Siyat. Doesn't say anything about it yet. And the Reisha Abishol says, if it has a Shavuot Putter, it's Chayim et Hashlum. Means I have a Chemish. Omrulo, so the Chachamim differ with him, and they said, Loi Omru Shavuot Putter. You don't need a Shavuot Putter. Only when somebody is nehenda from Hegdish b'shegir, there has to be a Shavuot Putter to be chayav a korban mila, asham milas. Aval etume ain chayav asheiv a kezias. Not chayav unless there is a kezias. But it says keyechal achilas b'kezias. So the Chomer comes now and insists it has to be achilas, not chayav until it's kezias. They insist on the kezias. Now, Emisa, if it's true that the Chachamim are coming to tell Abishol that you don't need a Shavuot Putter, that Kezias is all that you need, then they should have said, Kibben Sheyed B'Kezias. As long as the Kezias is Chayav B'Kezias. That's what they should say. Again, the Chachamim say, it's not Chayav by Tume, until he eats a Kezias. Means we're telling Abishol off. What are you saying? You don't need a Kezias? No. He's not Chayav Tume until there's a Kezias. So see, he holds you don't need the Kezias. Otherwise, they should have said, but by Tume, as long as there are Kezias, it's Chayav already. Even without the other qualification of Shavuot Putter. So see that Abishol only requires a Shavuot Putter to Yuvti. It's refutation of Rav Papa. A Papa says Abishol requires two things, and here we see it requires only a Shavuot Putter, and not a Kezias. Say that. To criticize Abishol, who say all you need is a Shavuot Putter, who say you have to have Shavuot Putter plus Kezias, they should have said, no, Kivin Shied, but Kezias is enough. But see, they're saying, Tume, he's not chayv unless there's a kezayas. This means Rabbi Shor held is chayv without a kezayas. So it's a kash on Rav Papa, and now we see that Rabbi Shor requires only shalipid, finished. Now we go back to the Baraisa, which we started before, and the Baraisa, keep your finger on the line, don't lose a place now. Don't lose a place. Tana Rabban Ho'eichel Tume Pochas Mekezayas. It means it's a shalipute. But since it's less than a kezayas, Meshalim is a care. Since it's a putte, it pays the care. It's a chemish. But no chemish. But since there wasn't a kezayas, there's no din of kapar. So it's not like Abba Shol, because going to Abba Shol, we don't care if it's not a kezayas. But the putte alone is b'chayav a chemish. Say it over, or go further. Even my Rav himself retracted. Not only we know that it's not so, Rav Papa himself discovered later it's not so. And he said that Rav Abba Shol is satisfied only with a Shovah Puta to make him Chayav HaChemish. Does not require a Kezayas. I'll take some time before we get to that to learn a different subject in the meantime. The Tanya learned the Baraisa. It says, V'choto bishgogo. Talk about a case where a person was moil in Hegdish. He was nehene from Hegdish. Let's say he ate from Hegdish b'shege. Has to bring a korban asham milas. So it says, bishgogo, prat lemezi. Shgoga means amazed does not bring a call. Amazed. Ate from Hegdish or used Hegdish doesn't have to give a call. Now the Baraisa asks him, why do I need that? Even without the word Shgoga, I would know that there's no call for a Mila unless Beshegi. Why do they have to say Shgoga? Bahalodinu, it's an argument that we could say by ourselves with the Svola, with other Pasuk. I would say as follows, Umadha Shara Mitzvahs, Shechayev ben Koras. Let's say Chelev. It's Chelev. Koras. Now Koras is more severe than Misa. Misa Bidei Shomayim is less than Koras. So Umadha other things like Chelev, which is Koras. It's more homo. Poyto ben Asar Mezid, that we know Mezid is Potter from a Kol. Only Shegeg is Chayev a Kol. Mila. Shein Berkoras, Mila is only Misa B'dei Shamayim, it's a lesser Aveir, so Ein is a Shuli, She Potter is amazing, She be Potter, from a Kol. So why does the Torah have to say Bishgoga, to say that Shegeg B'mila is Chayim, that B'mila, amazing is Potter from a Kol, only Shegeg is Chayim. So Kalva Chayim from Chayim Kisa, which are more Chama. And there, even by Chayim Kisa's, Mezid is potter from a kohen. So Mila was only Mizid with the Shemayim. Surely I would know by myself, without a pasuk, that Mezid is potter from a kohen. So why I need Bishgoga, Tzidikash. Now you note, we know that this Baraisa begins with the assumption that Koras is more chomer than Mizid with the Shemayim. Because it's making this a kalachema. So why do I need a pasuk? Bishgoga, to exclude Mezid from a Kolben by Mila, if Mezid is potter from Kolben by Chayvei Krisis, so Mila is only Chayvei Misa, surely Mezid is potter from a Kolben. So why did he Bishgoga? So Baraisa answers, lo, imo malta vishar mitzvah. If he said about other mitzvahs, like Chayle, which is Chayev Koras, she came to Chayvei Misa, they're not Chayvei Misa. That's why they are potter from a korban b'mezid. Toimah b'mila, which is so severe, shechayev b'mizvah, chayev b'mizvah b'shamayim. So the I might think, since b'mizvah b'shamayim is more chomor, that even mezid has to bring a korban, tamalim b'shgog, potter mezid. So the Baraisa ends up by talking the other way around. The Baraisa started out with the assumption that koras is more chomor than mezid. Then the Baraisa turns around all of a sudden and says, Mishmeh Shemayim is more chomer than Koras. And it says, no, I only know that Mezid is Potter from a Kolben by Kolas, but Misa, Shemai, which is so Chomor, maybe Mezid is Chaya, that's when he's Bishgogan. So the Bereis is a queer Bereis. It's a high tana, Mikore. At the beginning, he starts out, Alimole. It's stronger than Koras than Misa with the Shemai. And the Besov, he turns around, Alimole Misa. Misa is stronger. He says, what's the Besov in his Bereis to say that? Once more, it's simple, it's poshut, it's pay attention, very simple. The Bible started out saying, why do I need Bishgoga by Mila to say that Mezid is Potter from Hakobin? Mardochai ve'Tilisus, which is so chomor. Still, Mezid is Potter from Hakobin. Then Chai ve'Misa is like Mila. Is it not so chomor? Surely Mezid should be Potter from Hakobin. Why do I need Bishgoga? Surprise answers. I need Bishgoga. Because I will say, do you know why all the others are part of my Kolben, like Chayla? But there's no Mizur, only Kolas. Now turning on saying that Mis is more, it worse than Kolas. Why the others are part of my Kolben? There's no Mis, only Kolas. So they're more lenient. But Mila, which is Misa, which is more important than Kolas. So maybe Mezid is Chayla Kolben. So the Baraita started out saying that Kolas is more chomor, and ends up saying that Misa is more chomor. Talk it over. Now, in order to continue learning properly, your finger should be on the line all the time. Don't take your finger off the line. You can't look at the place every minute. The Omalai and Rav Chiya Bar Oven said to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, "Pari kama." The Pshat in the Baraita is something else. It's true, the Braises started out saying, Ma dochai ve'krisis, which is more chomor. Mezid is potter from a kolben. The chai ve'misis with the shemayim, which is less chomor. Mezid surely should be potter from a kolben. That was the original part of Braises. The Braises, however, is still sticking to its idea that kolas is more chomor. But the Braises is saying something else. You have to add words, an entirely different pshat than the Braises. So Bais now answers, do you know why we need a pasuk, Bishgoga, to tell us that Mila b'mezid is part of Mekolm? Lo, ima malta b'shar other mitzvah, where there's no chorus, and not even misa b'dishamayim. She came lo chayibu and misa b'chad b'kezayis, less than the kezayis, there's nothing at all, no chorus and no misa, other mitzvahs. Less than the Gezayas, even Chaylev. There's nothing at all. Less than the Gezayas is not Chayev Kolas, and not Chayev Mis either. Less than the Gezayas Chaylev. So that's why, be amazing, if he ate the Gezayas of Chaylev, or anything else, is Potter from the Kol, because he's more lenient. His true Kolas is more Chomor. But, all the other avayas outside of the Mila did not chayav less easy kezayas. And therefore, since it has such a leniency that less of the kezayas did not chayav a kohen, so therefore if a mezid ate the kezayas, that's why it's pater from a kohen, because it's mezid. Toimah be Mila shechayav bo misa b'pochem b'kezayas. It's chayav at least misa b'pochem b'kezayas. It's not pater entirely. Less than Gezayas is Chayev Misa. Now, therefore, I might say, since it's so Chomor Mila, that's Chayev less than the Gezayas, therefore I would say, be amazed, he should be Chayev also a Kogan. If he need a Pasig, to say no, even by Mila, amazed is Kogan a Kogan. Now, once more, he started out saying, Ma doch Chayla, Chorus, Chorus, very severe. And still, Mezid is Potter from Hakobin. Then Mila, which is not called only Misa, which is more lenient, surely Mezid should be Potter from Hakobin. He said, you're right. But there's another side that shows that everything else is more lenient than Mila. Mila is more Chomer even than Chaylev, because Chaylev Whether it's Yechayev, whatever it is, Chayev, all of these are Gezayas. But less than the Gezayas, Yishel, not Chayev anything, not even Misa, not Chayev Koch, not even Misa. That's why Mezid is Patron Kol. But Mila is Chayev Misa with the Shemayim for less than the Gezayas. So therefore, I might think that Mezid, it should be Chayev Koch. That's why these Bishgok are said. So the Baraisa concludes, that since Mila is chayv at least Misa, the Paras Megazayas, which all the others are not chayv anything. So therefore I would say, Mezid also has to bring a cup. I say, Bishgoga, the Mezid is part of my cup. Oh my lay, so Rav Nachum Yitzchok was so happy, he said, thank you to Rav Chiya Barvan, to a new Aradlaitum, you have peace of mind. She enacted his diet, you gave me peace of mind, otherwise I couldn't rest. You don't understand this, Baraisa? And he gave me peace of mind. Omar said, don't be in a hurry, have peace of mind. My Nechusa, what are you so happy about it? The Rabbi, Sheish, these two Chacham showed the Benagin, they heard the accent to this Baraisa. And they showed the Baraisa is wrong. And you can't say, no Pshad is good in the Baraisa. Later we'll see, I have to start editing the language. They heard an accent to the Baraisa. Because man Shamed Lady Omar. Who's the Tana that says that Mila is Misa B'Di Shemayim B'Mezid? The Baraisa states Mila is Misa B'Di Shemayim B'Mezid. Who's the Tana that says Mila is Misa B'Di Shemayim? Maybe Mila is only allowed? The person, Nanny of Negus, maybe is only allowed. Who says Misa? Rebbe. The Tana, you learn Baraisa. Hezid B'Mila, Rebbe and Rebbe Misa, Misa B'Di Shemayim. I saw it's only a lot. So this Baraisa, you must say it's Rebbe. The Baraisa says openly, Mila in Misa B'di Shemayim is Rebbe. Now, how does Rebbe know Mila in Misa B'di Shemayim? My time with the Rebbe, how does he know that? Omer Rebbe, Abba'u, Gomel is Chet Chet Mitrum. It's Gzera Shoven. It says Chet by Trume and Chet by Mila. So we say as follows. Ma Trume. Vezar, Anankhen, gets Misa B'Shamayim, Af Mila B'Misa. Oh, that's Rebbe's system, how he derives the deal that Misa B'Shamayim is a punishment for Mila. Because he learns the Shavuot, Chet Chet from Tumim. Now, in the middle of it, we first say it up till now. And now comes the axe that Rabbi and Avishesha held into this Baraisa. If Rebbe learns that Mila is Misa B'di Shemayim from Trumah, she has to learn regularly all the things from Trumah, Mila from Trumah. So, Umino, from that same Gzera Shava, that he learned Misa, Mila from Trumah, he learned also Ma Trumah is not Chayim unless it's Gezayas, Af Mila Gezayas. If you eat less than the Gezayas or Trumah, it says Keyechal. You have either Gezayas or Trumah. And less than the Gezayas, you're not chayav to give a chaymish. You don't get any kapora. So Mila also is not chayav less than the kezayis. That's what we have to say. If Rebbe learns Mila chet chet from Truma, he learns that Mila is Misa B'Shemayim, he learns from Truma, he should also learn Mila has to be a kezayis to make him chayav to learn from Truma. But this Baraisa, the way I taught you Pshat, he holds Mila Misa B'Shemayim, but Mila does not need a Keziah, so something is wrong with his Baraisa. The Baraisa must say it's Rebbe, because there's Mila and Misa. But he learns from Tum. He learns from Tum, eh? So how can you say Mila is less than the Keziah, the way I learned something in the Baraisa? Say that. So that's the X. If the Baraisa says Mila is Misa B'di Shemayim, because Rebbe learns Chet Chet from Tum, eh? So he should also require a Keziah like Tum. So why does the Baraisa say Mila Misa B'Shemayim, but you don't need the Kezayis? That's the X. Omas, give up, up, ask the Kashis, don't be in such a hurry to hurl the X, he said. How do you know that Rebbe Karabon Esvile ever held like the Rabban who require a Kezayis by Truman? Dilme Karabon Shol, so maybe hold like Abba Shol, the Omar, Yez B'Shol the Put, and I'll give a Kezayis. Let's say that. Maybe Rebbe holds, even Trumah does not need a Gezayas, only a Pruta. So therefore you learn Mila from Trumah, that Tumim Mishvah Shema Milos Midishamayim. I learned just like put Tumim does not need a Kezias as a Putim Milos, only a Put is enough. And so the Balayas which says these two things, Milos Mishvah Shemayim, and you don't need a Put, that'll fit in exactly like Rebbe. He learns Milos Chet Chet from Tumim. Say that. So what do we see now? That Rav Popa holds that Abishol does not require a Kezias. And therefore, Rebbe can hold, like Abishol, you don't need a Kezias by Tchumim, and Mila Yolan Chet Chet by Tchumim also does not need a Kezias. So you learn both things from Tchumim. Mila has Misa with the Shemayim, like Tchumim, and Mila does not need a Kezias, just like Tchumim. So the Bible says, okay. How can Rav Popa say that? But Rav Popa, who did Rav Popa say above Abishol, Taldebu, Abishol requires both the Kezias and Shavu Putim. So according to Rav Popa, there's nobody who says that Tchume is less than the Kezias. Everybody agrees he said it's the Kezias. Only Machlekes in these, the Shavu Putim or not. So if Rebbe hold. These Chachomim, they were before Rebbe, Abishol and Chachomim, they were before Rebbe. So these old Chachomim all say, Tumah needs a Kezias. So how does Rebbe come to learn Mila from Tumah, that it's Chayav Misa, and he doesn't learn Mila from Tumah, that Mila should need a Kezias? Say the Kasha. Elo Shmamino, so we hear from this, Hoda Be'apope changed his mind, and he holds that Abishol does not require a Kezias by Tumah, only Shavu Putim. The way we brought a proof before. So therefore, Rebbe, who holds that Mila is Misa B'Shemayim because you learn it from Tumim, but also Mila does not need a Kezias because learns it from Tumim. The old like Abishol who said that Tumim does not need a Kezias. So that's established. It's established now that Abishol holds all we need is a Kezias, a Putim, by Tumah. Shall we put by Tumah? It does not need a Kezias by Tumah. Abishol holds all we need is a Shall we put by Tumah, not a Kezias. And Rebbe will hold the same thing. And Rebbe says, you learn Mila Chet Chet Mitzumah. Just like Tumah, it's Chayav Misa B'Shemayim, Mila is also Chayav Misa B'Shemayim. Just like Tumah, don't need the Kezias, that's a Shavu Putim. So also Mila, don't need the Kezias, only a Shavu Putim. That's how Rebbe holds and the Braisa holds. This Braisa like, is like Rebbe. I'll give you 1 minute to talk it over, then we go on to the next. Now this is based on the Pshat that Rebbe Chiya Barov instead of the Braisa, that the Sefer Braisa said, "Lo yimor malto be other mitzvahs, even koras, they're not chayv anything, not koras and not mitzvah shemayim less than a kezayis." But mila is chayv less than a kezayis. That's why I would have thought mila, even mitzvah is chayv a kov. That's why Nibish Goga. That's how we learn Pshat. The Baraisa didn't say anything about less than the Kezias. But Chiya Barovin put that into the Baraisa. Now we come to another Pshat in the Baraisa. Remember, the Baraisa was difficult. The Baraisa started out saying that Kores is more Chomad or Chayve Krisus, which is so Choma. Still Mezid and not Chayve Koben. Then Chayve Mizbe Shemayim, which is less Choma. Surely Mezid is not Chayve Koben. But I need Bishgog. Now the Baraisa turns around and says, no. Other things, Mezid not Chayav Kov, I don't have Misa with the Shemayim. But Mila would have Misa with the Shemayim, I might think it's Chayav Kov. Now that's turning around. First you said this, now you're saying this, now you're saying that Misa with the Shemayim is more Chomer. That was the Kasha. And Chiba Avin repaired that problem by saying, not saying that Misa is more Chomer in general. No, he's saying that Mila is more chomor, other things are not chayav at all less than the Kezias, but Mila is chayav less than the Kezias. Now, another pshat. Ma bereida ravini om another pshat. Holy cow. This is what the braise is saying. He's editing the braise. The braise has to be edited. So he edits in a different way. Lo yibma mal to be shar mises. Shalei osu ben shei miskave ki miskave. And other things like Shabbos. The person didn't intend to do a malacha on Shabbos. He's not chayav achatas. Shabbos, he's saying right now, when did you chayav achatas? He wanted to do a malacha. Only he forgot that it was Shabbos. Or he forgot that malacha is also. But suppose a person didn't want to do that malacha? He's not chayav achatas on Shabbos. Again, soon say a different pshat. That's what he holds. He holds, when did you chayav achatas on Shabbos? Only when he forgot that it's Shabbos today? But he wanted to do this malacha. Or he forgot that this malacha is also. He wanted to do this malacha, but he forgot that it's also. So he forgot either that it's Shabbos, or he forgot that the malacha is also. But he wanted to do that malacha. That is chayav achatas. Again, lo imam al tibet shamis like Shabbos. Shall there also be a shame miskavim miskavim? He didn't have any intention to do the malacha, not chayav achatas. Shem miskavim lach v'chazatol. He wanted to cut, let's say, a pumpkin. He saw a pumpkin lying on the ground. He wanted to cut off a slice of pumpkin. He didn't know the pumpkin was still attached to the ground. The chosach esamchum, and he cut off a piece from the pumpkin, which was attached to the ground, and he only wanted to do it, but it wasn't aveir at all, a malach at all. He wanted to cut off a piece of pumpkin. What's wrong, cutting off a piece of watermelon? But if a watermelon is attached to the ground, cutting off a piece of watermelon, is a malach at that ice? It's considered. Shepotah. So by Shabbos, you have to intend to do the malach. Otherwise, you're not chayav achatas. Came Rabbi Mila, Shem Niskaven, Lizcham, and Megiza Chulin. Suppose you wanted to take Gizim of Chulin, a wool of Chulin, and put his hands in a cold day, stick his hands in, and warm his hands in the wool of Chulin. When Lizcham and Megiza Eilo, but he didn't know it was Chulin. It was Eilo. It was really called Eilo. It was Mila to do that. So we see Mila is chayav, even though he didn't intend. He didn't intend to use Hekdesh. He wanted to use Chulin. He thought it was Chulin. Turned out it was a mistake with Hekdesh. So we see Mila is more chomer. That's why I might think any case of Mila be mazid with a chayav kol. That's why he was going. Again, things like Shabbos, if he didn't intend to do the malacha at all, not chayav kol mechatas. Yes, they want to do the malacha. Only he forgot that the malacha is also, and he forgot the day of Shabbos, or he forgot the day of Shabbos. But he made no mistake about the facts. The facts, he knew clearly what he was doing. But suppose, on Shabbos, when he wanted to cut off a piece of pumpkin, he thought the pumpkin was detached, and later discovers it was attached, not chayav achatas. Whereas in the case of Mila, he's chayav achatas, even though he makes a mistake in the fact he thought it was wool of chulin, turned out to be wool of hekdesh, it's meil. So we see that mila is more chomor. That's why I might think even amazing is chayav kol mechatas. In any case, of mila is amazing. It's chayav kol. That's why you need a puzzle. You say no, set that aside. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok gave you a pshat in the braise. The Baraita starts out, like we said before, Madoch, the things that are chayav kol as b'mezid, still not chayav kol b'mezid. Then, Mila, which is not chayav kol b'mezid, surely, Madoch, the things that are chayav kol as, still b'mezid, they're potter from a kol. Then, Mila, which is not chayav kol, only mitzvah shemayim, which is more lenient. Surely a mezid should not be chayav kol. So he says no. The Baraita says no. Other things, whatever they're chayav, it's only if they're the kezayas. Less than the kezayas, they're not chayav. That's what Baraita says. Less than the kezayas, they're not chayav. That's why a mezid is lenient, does not bring a kol. But mila, which is so chomer, even less than the kezayas, as long as it's Shavuot Puter, it does a din mila. So therefore, maybe Mezid, we have to bring a kol. That's why I need a pasuk Mishgog to say Mezid. No, again. The Baraita is answering like this. It's true that you brought a kol chaimer. If other things, like Chayav Koras, Still, major is potter from a kolben. Therefore, you want to say mila, which is not kolben, only mila v'shamayim, which is more lenient. Surely, major should not bring a kolben. No, there's a chumra by mila that other things don't have. Other things, whatever they're chayev, only for kezayas. But mila is chayev less than the kezayas. So therefore, mila, I would say, maybe major is chayev a kolben. That's why I need Bishgoga to say major is potter a kolben. Say that. That was the tennis of Al-Khir Bar Ovin. Al-Khir Bar Ovin said that tennis. But the Gemara said later that somebody threw an axe into that tennis. Because the Baraisa is saying that Mila is Chaimisa with Ishamayim. Now who is that? Rebbe is the one who said that. And how does Rebbe know that? Because he learns Mila, chet from Truma. Just like Truma, amazing. Bazaar eats Truma. It's Chaimisa with the Shema, like it says openly. So it's also, it says chet, Xerashova, chet by Mila, chet by Truma. So Mila also, a person in him, and Akhet is amazing, it's Chaimisa with the Shema. That's how he knows. So it's Rebbe. Rebbe is the one. Not everybody agrees that Mila is the Mishma the Shema, everyone says it. And Rebbe knows it from Truma. Now, Rebbe knows it from Truma, but Truma, it says, Ki Yechal, is Chaim only if he eats the Kezayas, is he Chaim. We're saying Mila is Chaim less than the Kezayas. If Mila, you learn Misa from Truma, then you have to learn exactly like Truma. Just like Truma. When is he Chaim? If he eats the Kezayas, it's Ki Yechal. So by Mila, when is he chayav misa v'shemayim? Amazing. Only kezayas. So what are you telling me that mila is more chomor because it's chayav less than the kezayas? Say that. So that was the axe that they hurled into this pshat. Because how can you say it is baraisa, which states that mila is chayav misa v'shemayim, that mila is pachas mekezayas? Only one that says mila misa v'shemayim is rabbi. And maybe learns it chet from Truma, Mila from Truma. But Truma is a Kezayas. So Mila also must be Kezayas. How can you say Mila is Chayef, less than Kezayas? So he answered that the Rebbe holds like Abbe Shol that says the criterion by Truma is Pruta, not Kezayas. Abbe Shol says Pruta. Oh, therefore Rebbe learns Mila chet from Truma, just like Truma, the criterion is Shavu'a Putin. So Mila also a criterion is Shavu'a Putin, not Kezayas. That would have explained the Baraisa properly. Baraisa is like Rabbi, who learns Mila is Chayav Misa v'Dishamayim, the Mezid, who learns chet from Truma. But Truma also, the criterion is a Shavu'a Putin. And if a Mila, the criterion is Shavu'a Putin. But you want to ask you, Rapapa said that tell you, Rapapa said above that Rabbi Shaul required not only Shaul Buddha, he requires another criterion. Kezayas also has to be both the Kezayas and the Shaul Buddha. So now you're turning around and saying that Rabbi Shaul is satisfied with the Shaul Buddha alone, and that proves that Rapapa changed his mind now. Hodalba, he changed his mind from what he said above. And now Rapapa holds that according to Abba Shol, it's only a Shavu'a Putin that's needed by Tumi, and not a Kezayas. Say that. 10 shulas down from the top, the last word. Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, we'll go back a little. 10 shulas down from the top, the last word. Ma'al berei de rabini omah. He say another pshat nevaisa. He wants to avoid the whole business of coming involved with Tumi less than the Kezayas. He skips that subject. What's it say? What's the Baraisa saying? By other things, they're not chayev in a certain manner, like we'll soon see. That's why with Mezid is potter from a kolben. But Mila is chayev, even in that manner, like we'll soon see. Mila, I would think Mezid is chayev a kolben. That's why I need a potter to say no. I explain. Ma barei davina ma. Okay, come on. This is the Baraisa saying, lo, imo ma'al tobi shal mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs. Mezid is potter from a kolben. Shaloi also go in Shemis Kavan Kimis Kavan. By other mitzvahs, we didn't intend to do a thing, so it's potter from a korban, not even shegig. Shegig is when he intended to do it, only he thought it was permissible. But suppose he didn't intend to do it, like other things, it's potter from a korban, korban chatas. Shemis Kavan Lachtech Zatolish. He saw here a pumpkin lying on the ground, and he thought it was a loose pumpkin. He wanted to cut off the slice. And after cutting it, discovered he had cut off from a pumpkin that's still attached to the ground, which is a malach of a kaitzah. He's potter, because that's not the chit that makes him chayev a chathis for Shabbos. That's called a shegeg. He didn't intend to cut from a chuba. When is it called a shegeg? Man wanted to cut something from the mechubel, only he forgot that it's Shabbos, or he thought that it's mutter to do it. But he wanted to cut what he thought was tallish. He thought it was a loose pumpkin. He didn't want to make any malach of a koitza. Again, when is he chayav Shabbos? When he wanted, let's say, to detach something from the ground, pull an apple off a tree. Only he forgot that it's Shabbos, or he thought that it's mutter to pull the apple off. But here, when he was cutting a slice off the pumpkin, he thought the pumpkin was loose. Then discovered there's mechuga. So he's not chayev a korban chatas. B'shegeg. That's why Ben Mezid is more lenient also. A real Mezid, whatever it is, Mezid is always potter by Shabbos from a korban. But the shegeg, in such a case like we just described, would be potter from a korban. So Mezid, in any case, is potter too, from a korban. Because Shabbos is more lenient. Toi ma'al b'milin, mili shim niskavin, his chamem v'gizichul. Let's say he wanted to warm his hands were cold, he stuck him into a pot, a dish full of wool, woolen shearings, to warm his hands, thought it was chulin. And when his chamem v'gizichul discovered that it wasn't chulin, it was oilom, his chayev, a carbon mila, all he didn't want, oilom, he wanted only chulin, just like there. He didn't want an attached pumpkin, wanted a loose pumpkin. So we say, he's potter from a chathis by Shabbos. And here, by when he stuck his hands to warm in what he thought was chulin wool, discovered it was oil wool, so he's chayavik asham mila. So you see that mila is more chomor in that sense. So therefore, I might say, any kind of mezid be mila, you should also have to bring a comb. That's why I need Bishgoga to say no. Say that. So once more, Ma Bereda Ravina says that the chumrah of Mila over other things like Shabbos is that by Shabbos they didn't intend to do any melacha at all, only to slice off from Tolish and discover to be mechuba, so he's potter even from a korban by shegeg. No korban at all. Therefore, since it's so lenient, so all the mezidim of Shabbos always potter from a korban. But mila, in such a case, where he wanted to warm his hands in chulin, and if the mistake happened to be kedish, so he's chayav. So you see, mila is more chomer. Therefore, I might say mila the mezid also bring a korban. That's why I need a pasuk to say no. Now, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says a different pshat. As he explained, he holds that when a man wanted to cut off a slice of a pumpkin which he thought was detached, and then discovered later that it was mechuba, he holds that he is chayav a korban chatas by Shabbos. That's he holds. That's Ashelan. He differs with the previous mandama. He said that if he wanted to cut off a slice, since he wanted to cut, and he did cut, only he didn't know it was mechuba, it's chayav a korban chatas by Shabbos. So what is the kula? In which case is he potter by Shabbos? As follows. Okay, come on. Lo imam malte v'shamis like Shabbos. Shekein lo mischai v'en shem esasek im esasek. But he had no business with this thing at all. Still, no, he had no business with the thing at all. He's potter by Shabbos. We had no business. For instance, Kegon, Shim Niskavin Lagvisatos. Didn't want to cut it all. Just wanted to pick up the pumpkin. Didn't want to cut it. Thought it was a loose pumpkin. Wanted to pick it up. And by accident he cut. He pulled it loose from the ground. Now he didn't want to do anything. He wanted to cut. He just wanted to pick up. Not like in the previous case he wanted to cut and he did cut. Only he cut. Mechuba instead of what he always told us. There he said, no, there he'd be higher. But here he didn't want to do anything at all, just pick up. And he pulled it loose, did a malacha. So therefore, by Shabbos, he'd be potter machadas. Because whatever happened was not the kind of thing he wanted to do at all. He didn't want to do any pulling loose or plucking, he just wanted to pick it up. So by Shabbos, he's entirely potter. From a kol machadas b'shege. That's why the mezid, any kind of mezid by Shabbos is more lenient. A mezid does not bring a kol. Any kind of mezid does not bring a kol. So it might be a similar case, parallel to the case of Shabbos. She'im hoshit yodo likli, little heaven. Well, he didn't want to warm his hands at all. He stuck his hand into a pot to take out something that was in the pot. But it happened to be there, oil of kadesh. And he smeared his hands with kadesh by accident. He didn't want to smear his hands. Now by Shabbos, such a thing would be considered a malach at all, even for a kol mechatas, b'shegeg. But by mirah, it's considered enough to make him chayav a kol b'shegeg, shemoal. So if I would think any kind of mezid by mirah should be chayav a kol, say that's the problem. You say no, say that. So once more, the difference between the last two terutzim, the first teretz, let's talk about a case where he wanted to cut, and he cut. Only the thing that he wanted to cut, he thought was tolish, discovered in a chuba. And the second case said, he wanted to cut, and he cut. Wanted to cut tolish and discovered it was mechuba, it'd be chayav chatas for Shabbos too. The case is where he wanted not to cut, wanted to pick up, and by accident he pulled loose the pumpkin, thereby Shabbos it'd be potter. So again, the second one down the hall, he wanted to cut a loose pumpkin, and it turned out that he cut a pumpkin that was attached, not loose. So the first pshat holds is Patra Kol Mechadis. Second shot hole, no, he did have a Kol Mechadis, since he wanted to cut, and he did cut. But only when there's a Patra Shabbos, he wanted to pick up, not to cut, and he detached. Now, these two Tzilutzim were given for the purpose of skipping the Shabbos, the subject of a Kezias by Mila. So the whole that Rebbe, who learns that Mila is Chayav Misa, Hezid B'Mila B'Misa, he learns from Tumah, but he learns from Tumah, he can learn entirely. Just like Tumah is a Kezayas, Mila not only has to be a Shavuot, has to be Kezayas too. Before we said that we can say Pshat in Abishol, that Tumah needs only Shavuot and not Kezayas. But now, they said, not necessary. You can say Abishol holds both things. Tumah needs a Kezayas and Shavuot to be chayav for eating Tumah. And therefore, Mila, you learn from Tumah that Mila has to be a Kezayas and a Shavuot according to Rabbi. According to others, the whole Mila is not Misa. Mila is only a lav. And therefore, you don't learn it from Tumah at all. And therefore, Mila is only Shavuot. But the Rebbe, he learns Misa. If it's Hezib Yamila, it's Mamisa, but it's Shemaim, he gets that from learning it from Tumah. And therefore, according to that, these two last two, it's in a whole. They're just like Tumah is the Kezias plus Shavuot. So Mila is also not Chayav Kol, less the Kezias and Shavuot. You can talk that over to your neighbors. The following sugya, independent of the previous. Oh, Mama, Vamedore Mamurim. When do we say that it becomes Tumah? And later, when Pesach comes, It has a dinim of tumin. So somebody ate it on Pesach, he'd be chayav for eating tumin. V'mafrish tumin v'chmitza. He separated tumin when it wasn't chametz, and then later it became chametz. Then it has a din of tumin. Even though it's chametz, still it's tumin. Avol hifrish chametz. Tumin, but suppose he separated tumin from chametz at the beginning, on Pesach. He separated tumin from chametz, divrei ha'koel eino kedosha. Doesn't have the din of tumin at all. And anybody eats it, it's not considered like eating tumin. But at the beginning, at the very start, it couldn't become tumin if it was chametz to start with. Hey, the moment, no, how do we know that, chiddush? If you say tumin, it's still tumin even after it becomes chametz. So why can't it become tumin at the beginning, when it is chametz at the beginning? Omar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rav Kok. Titan lo, it says you have to give to the kohen. We're talking about the tumin. So lo means for the kohen to eat. Well, lo, le'oire, not for his fire. Something you can only use for his fire. Let's say, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak Gvir, all chametz and pesach has mutar b'hanoyim, he'll agree you cannot separate tumin on pesach from chametz. Because the most that you have benefit is to use it for fuel. But lo means personal use, for it's for food. So therefore, it can't be food, it cannot become tumin. So once it was before Pesach, or before it was chametz, you separated tumin, then it was capable of becoming tumin, and even later it became chametz, it's still chametz to get tumin. But if it's chametz to start with, we're not capable of giving to the kohen to eat, because chametz on Pesach is also to eat, therefore it never became chametz, never became tumin. And therefore, if a person eats it, they're not tired for eating tumin, say that. Mosif Rav Huna, Perei Rav Yeshua. What are you saying? There's no such thing as separating tumin from chametz. Because it says, Titan Lo. We learn, Ein Termin, Min HaTumeyo, V'Toyo. Let's say you have grain that's Toher, but you don't want to give tumin from it, you want to save yourself expense. You happen to have tomedike grain, and want to extrapolate tumin from the tomedike grain. So you cannot separate tumin from grain that's tumin. He did it, b'shoyge tumas or tumin. Now, since it tells us if he did it, it's chal, the question is, what good is tumin tmeya? You can't eat it. Only can be used to be burned as fuel. Tumin tmeya. Amai, why is it bedevet, a good tumin, if you separate it from grain that's tumin, even b'shegek? Still, it's not fit to eat. Let's say, law, you have to give it to the kohen, and not for fuel. And here you see, tumin tmeya is b'deved, a real tumin, even though it's not fit for anything but fuel. That's a kasha. And from a low kasha. Hosom there, in the case of tumin tmeya, hosom lo sha'as akesha. Before it became tame, it was chulin, tevel, toya. Later the tevel became tame, and therefore, even though you separated tumin from it, which is not fit for kohen to eat, but had he separated the tumin while the tevel was still toher, it would have been fit to be tumin. So therefore, this heksha, this fitness, still remains, even though now it's not fit anymore, and it's chal, the name of tumin. Again, since the grain was once tevel toher, and at that time, he could have separated tumin from it. So even though now it's tevel tumin, and he's separating tumin tmeya from it, b'deved b'shegeg is tumas tumin. But it had a shas hakesh. It was a time when it was fit for tumin. But hocha here, l'hoysa l'shas hakesh, the chametz will soon see they never had an opportunity to be fit for Tumah. And therefore, if he separates Tumah from Chomet, it's not Tumah at all. Frag the Gemara, or the Lahoysa, the Shas, the Kesh Yechidom, how could it be? After all, at one time the grain was not Chomet. And when it's not Chomet, it was fit to separate Tumah from it. So even though it became Chomet later, it should become Tumah, because it had a Shas occasion before it came Chomet, and so the Gemara. We're talking about a specific, limited case. It means this. When grain is still attached to the ground, you can't make a Tumah. It's out of the question. Tumah can only be from grain that's loose from the ground. And this grain became Chomet while it was still attached to the ground. It started souring and leavening from wetness, while it was still attached to the ground. Let's say it was ripe already, and it was leavening. Now, since it was before it was shayach to become Tumah, it was still attached, already became chametz, it never had a shas occasion. That's the kind of chametz that he said, you cannot separate Tumah from chametz. Avol achmeitz betolush, but suppose, subsequent, after he had cut loose the grain from the ground, then it became chametz, and he separated Tumah from that chametz, it would be good Tumah. Ochename, we say it's Kodesh, but he had a Shas HaKesha. It means, after he cut it loose from the ground, when it was still not chametz, he could have separated Tumah from it. So therefore now, even though it became chametz, if he separates Tumah from the chametz, it's Chal, takes effect. Omar Ein, he said, yes. Now, although that seems a big doichik, that this din, that you cannot separate Tumah from chametz, it now limited to just this little specific instance, whereas Machmeitz bin Mechuba, any other chametz, you can separate Tumah from it, because at one time, before it was chametz, had a shas occasionally with Tumah. Only this one instance, it was Machmeitz bin Mechuba, that's only a case when you separate Tumah from it, it's not from that chametz, it's not Tumah. But never had a shas occasionally with Tumah, not chametz. So you say, ain't yes, and you have to accept it. It's a quotation from Daniel. I mean, this word is the decree of the Holy Ones, of the Malachim. It's a decree by the, a word by the decree of Malachim. And there was a question and answer by the declaration of Kadesh. It means, that's how they teach like me. It's not my own doichik teretz, but this is a sheet of the Chachomim, what I learned in the yeshiva, that when the you say that we separate Tumah from chametz, it's not Tumah, it's because it's a case where never had a shas hakesh, it's machmeitz bin mechuba. But otherwise, if you separate Tumah from chametz, it's good Tumah, but they had a shas hakesh at once. Say that. The bottom line, he also avun, when he came, I think I was sure, Omar said a different shot. Not from T10 low, like we said, you have to give for the Kohen personally, the low lele, and that's something you can only use for fuel. Another pasuk, it says Reishis. Who has to be Reishis? Reishis means you separate part, and the rest accomplishes something for the Yisrael, it becomes Muta. By separating Tumah Reishis, as you give to the Kohen, Sheshiorean Ikorem, the rest that remains is recognizable that it's for the Israel to use. Sheshiorean Ikorem the Israel. Yotze Sazu, but you separate from Chomets, Sheshiorean Ikorem. Not recognizable is the use, because even when it was Tevel, before they separated the Tumah, Tevel Tomei, the Tevel Tomei is muta to burn. Can't eat it, it's muta to burn. So therefore, after he separates the Tumah from Tevel Tomei, what does he accomplish? From Chomets Tomei, from Chomets Tomei. He separates Tumah from Chomets, what does he accomplish? Before he couldn't use it, now he couldn't use it. The fact that he could use it for burning, he could use it for burning before too. So therefore, he accomplished nothing. So again, he gives a different reason. First reason we learn is Tita and Loi, to the Kohen for personal use for eating. But they're not something that's for the fuel. That's why if you separate from chametz, it's not good, because chametz, all they can do is burn it. If you call it Rabbi Yishak, really, says chametz mutabah, no, if you can't eat it, therefore it's not fit to become tumah. And he learns from Apostle Reishis, Sheshiyah and Yikorah, that after separating the Reishis, the tumah, the rest of it becomes mutah to Yisrael. But if you separate from chametz, the tumah, what are you accomplishing for the Yisrael? You can't use the rest. And even you'll say, he can burn chametz on Pesach, he could have burned it before too. Terrible tumah you can burn. So therefore he didn't accomplish anything. There has to be an accomplishment that makes the rest muto be'achila. And therefore, since chametz did not become muto be'achila, if you separate tumah, therefore it's not called tumah. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.